225 or email me direct, bogusson@charter.net.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Center. This is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news. Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. A squabble over a subpoena won't stop his testimony.
The acting attorney general had been saying he wouldn't appear before the House Judiciary Committee after lawmakers approved a tentative subpoena to make sure that Matthew Whitaker would answer questions. They're expected to ask about the Trump campaign and potential ties to Russia. Whitaker called the subpoena threat an act of political theater and said he wouldn't appear unless the committee dropped it.
Fox's Jill Nato, the committee chair, agreed to address Whitaker's concerns over questions on a case-by-case basis. Whitaker's set to testify at 9:30 Eastern. He served in Congress for 59 years, longer than anyone in U.S. history.
I've had the privilege of casting some 25,000 votes.
Former Michigan Congressman John Dingell, dead at 92. Former President George W. Bush spoke with him yesterday afternoon, thanking him for his service. This is Fox News.
Unlocked. I walked in. I couldn't believe what had happened to us. Mom!
Parents all over the country can't get rid of their millennial children.
Mom, I'm hungry!
I mean, he's 28. He went to college. He had a job for a year. He quit. He still lives in his old room.
Please, give what you can to help these grief-stricken parents all over the country.
Mom, internet's down again.
I can't take it anymore. It's bankrupting us.
Give what you can to help. Go to parentswhocan'tgetridoftheirmillennialchildren.org and donate today.
Everywhere. They walk among us. They breed. And now they're getting elected to public office in droves. Greg Budell, how does it make you feel seeing some of these mental midgets get elected?
I am depressed.
Jay Scott, will this blow over or will it eventually come to a head?
That's Headley!
Emily Hayes, true or false, is our country in a lot of trouble?
It's true. It's true. It's true.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, would you consider running for public office? And Rich Thomas, I overheard you discussing politics with your friend Howard. He said he thought Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was the future of America. I didn't quite hear what you told him.
Oh, blow it out your quack, quack, Howard.
And you, random person in the studio, what would you say to an intelligent, honest man who was going to run for office?
Son, you're on your own.
Boy, are we in trouble. Stand by for three men and a lady.
Now, who can argue with that?
All of her ideas are bad. It is three men and a lady on News Talk 93.1 FM WACB. I'm Greg Udell. Glad to be with you. This could be my last time here. Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
Rich Thomas will keep things going.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
There's number 15033.
I was just getting my larynx ready.
There's a few light showers on the radar this morning, just enough to get your windshield wipers going. The cool front already moved through. When I woke up at 1:30, it was 65. We're in the 20s. Oh, yeah, no, we're not in the 20s. We're in the 50s right now. So a big drop from yesterday's record high of 81. Today, breezy, cooler. Temperatures in the 50s for most of the day. Northwest winds at 10 to 20 will add a bite to the air.
That was involuntary.
A bite or burp.
I've got heart problems. That could have been my final.
Siri, don't burp on the air like that. Okay. Remember Siri yesterday was chiming in a lot. Colder tonight with the winds dying down. Overnight low temperature 36 by this time tomorrow morning. We will not be here at that hour. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high temperature up to about 57, near 40 on Saturday night. Upper 50s Sunday, maybe an isolated shower perhaps. We'll be in the 70s Monday with scattered showers. And showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday as an important front moves through again. And we'll be back to the 50s Wednesday. Right now, northwest winds at 15, gusting to 20, showers in the area. Temperature is 55 now at 610.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy series starting February 12th. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911.
I promise I'll never burp again during the weather. That I can't. So I'm seeing the doc today at 2 o'clock.
What's that about?
My heart.
Oh, yeah, the fluctuations.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly want the truth.
Yeah, always.
It's not, I don't think it's a big deal, but I do blame a young man in South Florida for the stress he put on all of us.
It didn't help.
No. No, it did not. But yesterday, Goose took me on a tour of her, the house she's buying.
Oh, fine.
Very cool.
It's right next to the ocean. I mean, she's got a beautiful little place there.
And not far from work.
Right down the street. And her new job starts Monday with the zoo. First graphic, full-time graphic designer in Zoo Miami history. So, since he left, she's done nothing but move onward and upward.
Yeah. Good. As she should.
What's that growth between your legs there?
That is a hairy thing.
That's Bailey. Bailey the Wonder Dog. Bailey, everything's over here.
There should be quite a bit of chicken left.
There is.
I think I put 6 tenders in the bag this week.
There is extra chicken.
So, a chicken in every dog. That's our campaign promise. Yesterday,
chicken in every pot.
Was sad to hear the passing of Frank Robinson.
Yeah.
He was, you know, I had the privilege of telling Hank Aaron at an event that we co-hosted in Palm Beach, in 1995, I think, or 6, because we were standing there waiting for our turn to go to the podium where I could introduce him. And I said, I got to be honest with you, man. I said, I hated it when you came to play the Cubs because you would flick those wrists of yours at a pitch, and it would look like a pop-up to the second baseman at first, and then it just kept going and going, and then it would land in the right field bleachers, and you'd have a 3-run homer, and you kicked our butts over and over. So you really kind of really put a damper on my childhood. And he laughed. Frank Robinson, I never met him, but if I'd had the chance, I probably would have said the same thing. Because when he played for Cincinnati and they came to play the Cubs, forget it. You know, he hit it into Waveland Avenue. And
I saw him hit a home run once when I was a child, and it was amazing.
Was that when he played for the Indians?
Yeah, had to be.
Because I saw him
at Municipal Stadium.
That first year that he was the first black manager in baseball, the Indians came to Kaminsky Park, mm-hmm. as a certain former president liked to call it.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
And so there was a historic quality to his visit, and he played. He was a playing manager, so he was the designated hitter that day. And even though he was older, he still got it into the first couple of rows of the upper deck in left field. That's when the Indians wore those god-awful plum-colored uniforms.
Oh, geez, yeah.
They really looked like...
Oh, this is the first year with the new uniforms, too, without Chief Wahoo.
No, Wahoo. Well, We will keep his memory alive here. 6:15, we have our most electrifying story of the day, and it involves millennials, but it's good news, I think. And that's coming up next. 6:14.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Montgomery firefighter was injured Thursday afternoon while battling a fire at the Narrow Lane Villas apartments. When crews arrived, four townhomes were on fire. The firefighter has minor burns and was taken to the hospital. No other injuries were reported. Montgomery police are addressing a social media rumor about a white van being used to abduct children in our area. They tell us there are no reports of child abductions. They say the rumor appears to be a viral trend. And the Jeff Davis Marching Band has been invited to perform in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York City, and they need help raising funds for the trip. Their goal is to raise $15,000. If you would like to donate, click on this story at our website, alabamanews.net. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Morning is an important time of day.
How so?
Because how you begin your morning can often tell you what kind of day you're going to have.
You know what day it is?
Oh, it's going to be a great day.
I just know this is going to be a great day.
What's so great about it?
It's Friday, and at my job, that is our biggest day.
Great. That's great.
Enough said.
Enough said.
Showtime.
All right, I told you I have good news about millennials. Here it is.
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Perhaps this generation, we should give it more credit than we've been. A scientific test of millennials. On their ability to I'm dying.
Germinating?
I don't know how much. I'm going to have little issues. I burp during the weather. I can't pronounce words. Germinating. Something's imminent, either heart attack or stroke.
Watch the way you hit those buttons, though, because you could get bloody.
Enjoy me while you have me. Scientists tested a group of millennials on their ability to recognize hit songs from different decades. 643 participants between the ages of 18 and 25. And played them short clips from past number one hits. Mm-hmm. The millennials were far more likely to identify hits between 1960 and 1999 than they were 21st century music. That researcher said the 60s to 90s was a special time. How many times have we said this?
Yeah.
Reflected by a steady recognition of pieces of that era, even by today's millennials.
I love that.
That doesn't necessarily mean they don't like current music. I talked about this with Tim Lennox. Hey, maybe you'll see me on there this morning.
Maybe.
They were supposed to
rerun. We don't know when that piece ended.
I think we'll see you on there about 6:40.
They were, yeah, that's our daily thing. But I did an interview with Tim Lennox, and I thought it was running on the 6, but apparently it didn't.
Oh.
Because they had another feature running at 6 featuring the adorable one. So, I think it must have run in the 5 o'clock news, but he said it would run today and probably Saturday night.
The Grammys are Sunday, so that makes sense.
Yeah. And just a heads up, some of you will watch that and laugh because you know what story is coming. I had to tell the Tommy Shaw story.
Oh.
Quickly, briefly, because it's ironic. But the point I tried to make is... there are common denominators that connect the Grammys of 50 years ago to today. One of them is that powerful hit movies drive music sales and bring attention to songs, just like The Graduate did for Mrs. Robinson and all the songs that were part of that movie that did get Grammy nominations and awards. Black Panther, my prediction was, would drive a lot of the Grammys and awards handed out this year. Well, that seemed to really impress him.
Well, no, I mean...
Well, what's the freaking do?
Okay.
I want to see the piece. I want to see how much they... TV chops things down. I hope they give you the whole interview.
It was over so fast. Rich said he was going to come over. He had to shoot his segment yesterday. He was going to come over and listen in to the interview as it was going on. But I got there late because what was I missing yesterday?
I don't know. Phone. You left here early.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So.
The phone. Jay helped me. You were looking for the phone.
Yeah, so I had to. I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off. I got over there a few minutes late, but we were over by 9:15, and I was out of the building before you got there.
Ah, okay.
But I think it was good. I think I made some salient points. I think it's one of those things, if you watch it on TV, your first thought will be...
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
And I'll appreciate it when you go there. All right, we've got our first report from the traffic dungeon.
That was the best omelet ever.
Yeah, that omelet was really good.
And he...
Your computer froze, so I had to reboot it. So I had all of that going on.
Yeah, Jay.
And you know what? Rather than dub things for my... purposes for the show, I said, you know what? I got to get that omelet done. So I dropped everything.
You put us in front of...
ahead of my own content.
Wow.
Of course, you'll get stuck dubbing all that stuff later.
Right, yeah, I know. Yeah. I did print out your audio list once I got that working again.
Oh, thank you.
So,
hey.
I'm sorry I was coming in late. Man, what a night. Wayne Newton. I was out late for that.
What?
The after party. That guy can go.
Well, this is a lie.
Did you get the meet and greet?
We hung out.
Did he? Yeah.
Did you really go see Wayne?
Me and Wayne. We went over to a few bars that are downtown, you know? So.
Well, no, you didn't. You don't do anything outside of Prattville.
Party call. Did you take your great-grandmother with you? Or?
No, what you guys don't know is I'm a huge fan of Wayne Newton. Know all of his hits.
Yeah.
The one that you play all
you
the time.
You could play a moment.
I only have one little segment from
okay.
a Wayne.
Right.
Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. Was that the encore?
He sounded just like he does in the commercials.
Is that right? Is that the encore?
This is a lie.
Of course it is. I didn't do that. I would love to know of people who went how that was, though. I'm curious of a lot of things. I'm curious of...
We had an extra pair of tickets that were returned to the station by a listener who couldn't go, which was nice, instead of just going. So yesterday afternoon, I said, you need to be able to pick them up, obviously,
right
before
now.
5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And a young lady named Ashley called immediately and said, I'd love to have those. So she came by and got them.
Yeah, and I saw her there.
Well,
party.
Is she still as hot as ever?
She is. Changed a bit. No, I'm curious as to like how many people were there and how who was I talking to? I was talking to Lewis because you were in the studio with me when Lewis from
Capital
Oyster Bar stopped by to do his spot, and he was asking me questions. He's like, "Do you know?"
Hold it! We got breaking news.
Okay.
Shortwave, take it down quick. What's it say? shut up!
I just got a Facebook message from Ashley.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
good morning, Greg. I won the Wayne Newton tickets yesterday afternoon, and I just want to let you know how much I appreciate you giving them to me. I gave the tickets to my mom and dad to use for a date night. I didn't make the ticket to cousin with the girl, thinking of her mom and dad.
I saw them, too.
to use for a date night, my mom was so excited to see him. They both really enjoyed the show. It really made her day to be able to see him. And you made my day by allowing me the opportunity to see her smile like that. Thanks again, Greg. Hope you have a great show today.
Oh, that is so cool. I love that.
Now, what I'm curious about is, did he have a backing band with him? Did he have...
The Ruggles.
The
Ruggles.
The Ruggles opened.
P.S. So happy to hear about Janelle's advancement at the zoo. It's going to work out perfectly for her. I agree. Ashley, you made my day yesterday. You made my day this morning. That's 2 days in a row.
That's fantastic.
So, all good, all around. 6:23.
Balake.
Yeah.
Where is Balake at?
It's his time. Timeline with Rich, coming up next.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic on a Friday morning. Our inbound routes are busy, but no delays anywhere that we see around the river region. We don't have any problems on the interstate. They're running at a speed limit ride. Also, no trouble on the boulevard other than a little stop-and-go traffic. Remember, the police are still working an accident in Chilton County. It's a big one. It's at Highway 22 and 15 in Maplesville. So if you're up in that area, you'll want to avoid that intersection. Invisible Fence has a great selection of indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pets safe and at home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence. Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers. Other stations in this town may say they have the best traffic or the best news. But only one can boast the most accurate and up-to-date time of any of them. Us. Introducing AccuTime. The most comprehensive and laser-focused time available. Here's our program director to tell you about it.
We looked at AccuWeather, but hey, meteorologists are wrong about half the time. We may not be able to predict if your picnic will happen because of rain, but we'll make for darn sure you're there on time.
Don't believe AccuTime is important? Just listen to what some of our listeners have to say.
The other day I was listening to another station, and they were saying it was like 8:06. I turned back here and saw it was actually 8:05. Those guys are like so stupid.
Time is money in my business. I actually sell clocks. It's nice to know when I set them, my time is right.
AccuTime. We have too much time on our hands, so you don't have to.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hey, sweetheart. This Valentine's is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. Surprise me with the vintage diamond necklace for $100. Maybe the diamond studs for $2. Or hug my neck with the $300 triple diamond cross necklace. You go, babe. 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, they make it. They really make it.
Marguerite's is open every day through Valentine's. Marguerite's is in the Pepper Tree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
from our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan, it's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. You will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat.
I think it's great that if they come out to Folcarelli's Pizza on Thursday nights at 6:30, they get 40% off. Don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Treat your Valentine to an authentic taste of the Mediterranean at Mr. Gus. Enjoy their chef special lovers menu Valentine's evening from 4:30 until closing. Special dishes created just for Valentine's Day. Or choose from your favorite of their signature dishes. Come and enjoy a romantic evening at Montgomery's best unkept secret. Mr. Gus on the corner of Atlanta Highway and Bell Road.
Mamma mia, you'll agree, come and bring the family.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising attracts new customers and heightens your name recognition. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're getting really
this party started, cause weekend starts tonight.
Tonight we'll get our drink on, that's what it's all about. Cast off our inhibitions and let it all hang out.
Most fidational, small vacational, slightly criminal, best weekend to go.
This is where we jumpstart the weekend.
And now with a look at 1955 and other years, the timeline with your host, Rich Thomas.
That was off the air.
Just like some things that we talk about off the air, like cards in my wallet. That was just for us.
Yeah, please don't go on TV later.
No. Yay!
You know what Rich is celebrating today is conception.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Y'all.
That's all I've got this morning. That's your timeline. 6:30. This is National Kite Flying Day. And it's going to be windy enough to fly a kite today. It's National Laugh and Get Rich Day. Not me. It's Get Rich.
I already did that, I think.
Guys, no one eats alone, Dave. Oh, you should eat with somebody who's just always off by themselves eating today.
I ate with Briscoe this morning. I put his little bowl of little milk down, and yeah. I got on my hands and knees next to him in another bowl and lapped up some chocolate milk.
Why? That was inappropriate.
I love that.
Why? I'll see myself out.
432 years ago today, Mary Queen of Scots had a bad day. She lost her head. She was beheaded. 1915, D.W. Griffith's Birth of a Nation, a landmark film in the history of cinema, premieres in Los Angeles, silent film. 109 years ago, 1910, Boy Scouts of America founded. Since then, more than 110 million Americans have been participants in the Boy Scouts. I was a Cub Scout. Were you ever a Boy
Scout? My mother wouldn't let me.
I tried to be a Girl Scout.
Yeah.
And you know, you have to be a Daisy Scout, and then a Brownie, and then a Girl Scout.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get out of Daisy Scouts.
You didn't? You couldn't? No?
Do you now know that they have a troop of Boy Scouts that's entirely composed of girls?
I know.
That's cool.
And it really pissed off the Girl Scouts.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on.
If you're like part of that organization, yeah.
Joy Bailey, were you a dog scout when you're a little dog?
She's a chicken scout. 95 years ago, in 1924, first execution by lethal gas happened in Nevada.
Silent but deadly.
That was pretty lethal.
That was Bailey at the end of the show yesterday.
Oh, really?
Ooh, gosh. Smell that. 1943, Americans finally secured Guadalcanal. What a campaign that was in World War II.
Oh, man.
1960, work begins on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on Hollywood Boulevard, Hollywood and Vine in Los Angeles. 1964, on their first day in New York, the Beatles, minus George, who had a sore throat, went for a photo op around Central Park. 400 girls following them, I bet. The Beatles and extra police were called in to control them. Well, the Beatles called in extra police. Later in the day, the Ronettes interviewed the Beatles on the radio. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
They were in town to appear on the Ed Sullivan Show, what would be tomorrow night, with Ed Sullivan on CBS. 1968, on this date, the original Planet of the Apes premieres in New York. On our song of the day, very often we have some of the most important and influential songs in rock era. Not necessarily every day. Here's the song that came up in conversation right before Emily's wedding. And we said it would be our future song of the day. Stick a piece of bubble gum in your mouth as we turn back the Wayback Machine. 50 years, 1969, the year of the moon landing, Woodstock. 1910, Fruit Gum Company did not get invited to Woodstock. Here's Indian Giver, by request, your timeline.
I can still remember, it wasn't long ago. You said I had to know. Told me that you loved me and that you always would. Then I said I love you. You said that that was good. Girl, you made a promise. Said you'd never want me to go. Indian giver. You took your love away.
Background vocals by Elizabeth.
for you. We'll, tomorrow morning, we'll do a. We'll all be here for a special 1910 Fruit Gum Company retrospective. What do you think?
I would love to do a whole. Maybe Bubble in the afternoon, I'll do it. If you're around, maybe you can
join us. I will come over and do the show with you if you do that. You
I
let me know.
I promise. If I live past this weekend.
Stop it.
How many times have we heard
we'll
this?
Celebrate.
Stop it.
Why am I being pessimistic or something?
It's a tad dramatic.
Jeez. Well, that's me.
Make us another.
I don't know why anybody.
Why did you become such a drama queen?
Make us another omelet, would you, during the break? Oh, man, it was so good. 1978, New England digs out of a blizzard, a nor'easter. Parts of New England receive up to 55 inches. 29 years ago, 1990, Del Shannon, best known for Runaway, 1961 smash, died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was 55. Wasn't he one of the Traveling Wilburys?
No, the Traveling Wilburys covered Runaway.
Yeah, but he was going to be a Traveling Wilbury, and then he shot himself. 23 years ago in 96, real football ended in Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland agreed to drop a lawsuit after the NFL announced that Art Modell, the Antichrist, would move the NFL franchise to Baltimore. And they could leave the Browns' name behind. So 3 years later, Cleveland got a team named the Browns.
Boy, they've done so well, too.
Yeah.
Just to show Art Modell what he was.
Yeah, real football left in 96. Art Modell had a bodyguard for the rest of his life because of death threats. All right, so I didn't edit these birthdays. We'll edit as we go. Julio Jones is 30. Atlanta Falcons and former...
Roll Tide, roll Julio.
There you go. Let's see, do we care about any of these people? No. Seth Green is 45 today, co-creator of Austin Powers. What was he?
Is he his son?
Yes.
He's funny. That guy.
Seth Green's got a son?
Yeah. Yeah, he's in one of the funniest episodes of Reno 911 ever. Burger Cousin. Anybody remember that?
No.
Oh, God, he's hilarious in that.
Vince Neil from Motley Crue is 58. John Grisham, he's a famous author, is 64 today. Let's see. Nick Nolte is 78. Ted Koppel is still around. He's 79.
Ted Koppel.
John Williams.
This is nightly.
He's the mega composer of Star Wars, Indiana Jones, E.T., Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Jaws, Superman, Jurassic Park, including NBC Nightly News theme. How old is John Williams today?
78.
Isn't he, 86.
I feel like 86.
87. I was right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nominated for 51 Academy Awards. He holds the record for the most Oscar nominations ever for any living person.
And his son is the lead singer of Toto.
Is that right? That is so cool.
Seriously?
No, I'm serious. Yeah.
Gary Coleman is one of the dearly departed ones who would have had a birthday today. Died in 2010. Jack Lemmon would have had a birthday. He died in 2001. James Dean, too young to die.
My.
Died in 1955. And Jules Verne also would have had a birthday today. 6 days till Valentine's Day, MLB pitchers and catchers start reporting the spring camps, depending on which team we're talking about, between Tuesday and Friday. We've got a birthday and anniversary just 20 days away. Fat Tuesday is 24 days away.
Woo-hoo!
30 days till we spring forward, and the first official day of spring is now 42 days away. That's your time out.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Skip that part about 1955.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
All right, breezy, cooler today. Yeah, it's already happening. As a matter of fact, there's a few light showers on the radar this morning. That's going to be an early morning event, but that could affect your commute with just a few windshield wipers going just a little bit at early in the morning. Breezy, cooler, temperatures in the 50s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 adds a bite to the air. Colder tonight, overnight low in the 36 by dawn. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high around 57. We'll be near 40 Saturday night, upper 50s Sunday, maybe an isolated shower. Rain chances are small. Monday, low 70s with scattered showers. Showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday with mid-70s as another important front moves through. Right now, this morning, a few showers in the area. Northwest winds at 15, gusting to 20. What a change. We're already 55 and dropping now at 639.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
It's showtime.
All right, we're just going to hang loose until we're ready to connect with the Alabama News Network. Our topic today, workaholics.
Top 10 signs you're a workaholic.
I take one job and I can't stop.
Hey, I post weather videos when I'm in... a tropical vacation.
That's right.
The guys look sharp today. Their ties.
Tell Andrew that.
I did. I sent them a text. I said, your ties look great. Suits look great.
They love you more than the rest of us.
Yeah. Oh, it's not true.
Well, they like Bailey, too.
Arietta Grant says the Grammy producers are lying to her. She'll catch up on that major story.
Oh, jeez.
Coming up.
In your morning, energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
We are approaching 6:41. Almost half of Americans now consider themselves to be workaholics, according to a new survey.
Yeah, the top signs that you are really one are prioritizing your work over your personal life, guilty. Thinking about work on your days off, guilty. Yeah. Struggling not to work on vacation, guilty. And checking your email first thing, and I'm going to add in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I was going to say that. You're
guilty.
Yeah. Want to bring in three-minute lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Yeah, I got you.
You're about to get married, Andrew. You need to stop all that.
Yeah.
I actually would like to address my first comment to Andrew and the group.
What?
But what he's doing, that's how you succeed. If you want to get somewhere in this business... You do have to prioritize it to the expense of other parts of your life. That's how you get somewhere. You have to be driven. I was once told.
That's a compliment, Andrew.
Yeah. Yes.
It is.
You're supposed to say thank you.
Ryan's got to raise everybody over there.
Thank you, sir.
We work in a... We all work... We all work in a very highly competitive industry, mm-hmm. and if you're not making that kind of effort, if you're not... Like, we, as a group, any of the hosts here on News Talk, Baron Coleman, Dan Morris, Joey Clark... We are as good as our last show. So if you're not thinking about the next one
right.
at some level after you finish today's show, you're going to get stale. You always have to keep thinking of ways to keep it green.
Would setting your alarm at 1:30 in the morning when you don't have to qualify as workaholic?
It does, yeah. Just like mine at 2:22, but that's the way I like to approach it. I like to feel rushed. I don't think that works.
Or posting when you're at the beach, posting weather stuff.
I think I spend, and you probably have noticed this, those of you who watch this segment every week, you may have noticed that I spend, obviously, a lot of time on wardrobe.
Emily just can't take it.
His wardrobe person is just off camera right over there. Yeah.
Is it Bailey?
Good one, Andrew.
See, that kid's going places because he puts that extra effort into it. Back to you, Jay.
I don't know. I think we got dressed by the same person today. I borrowed your wardrobe guy. Or dog.
But our business...
I'm going to start giving her a cover charge when she comes in here in the morning. I got tickled. You did.
But our business is different than other businesses. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Well, yes. I think that's true. Sometimes, though, workaholism, if I may use that term, mm-hmm. is somebody who just can't stop at all and are so into the work and the culture that goes with it, they have time, they eliminate everything from their lives, and that is not right.
Yeah. And you got to relax sometime.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I will say that I pay attention to work a lot, a lot, but I love it, and that's why I do it. If I didn't enjoy getting to share news that matters, that's important, that is good, bad, all that's in between, I wouldn't do it all the time. But I do it because I feel like it's the service that I play to the community.
So. Yeah, that's the kind of feeling.
That is so true.
Absolutely. I think that
go ahead.
A lot of people that are workaholics obviously would have to enjoy. I can't see myself going the extra mile for something I can't stand.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
By the way, speaking of wardrobe, we were remarking at how all of you look so sharp this morning.
Yes.
So nice. Yeah.
Wow. Well, me and Ryan kind of color coordinated. We forgot to shoot the text to Andrew over there, but Andrew
left out. I would have answered at any time of the night, too, because I'm a workaholic.
Have a great weekend. I'm going clothes shopping.
Sitting
have
in a separate
weekend.
Chair.
Thank
see you guys
you
on
too.
Monday.
You want to hear more from Three Men and a Lady? Be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday.
I don't know what came over me, and I apologize.
No,
I
appreciate
so tickled.
That. You flattered me with that laughter because I looked at the camera very seriously faced and said that. And you gave me exactly what I wanted. I hope the viewers reacted in a similar way.
I mean, I got tickled.
Because it could have been tickled. The last time they'll ever see me on this.
If
thing.
You don't stop with that.
I could be in a crematorium
Lord,
by
more
Monday.
Surprised
you didn't bring that up.
13-year-old girl.
I'm surprised.
Jay really knows me. Jay, over all these years now, finally has figured out.
I was biting my tongue that he wasn't going to
bring up 1955.
Initially, I was going to ask them to join you in a...
No, look at this.
Rich is never going to tell us anything again off the air.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I mean...
6:46 here at News Talk.
13 and a half minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock.
We'll make it today's conundrum. What happened?
No,
this
no.
Day?
No!
In
1951.
Checking the if your weekend includes plans to go car shopping. First of all, if you're looking for a great SUV, I purchased a Nissan Rogue. A 2017, only had a couple thousand miles on it, but it was a pre-owned vehicle to that point, so I got it at a fantastic price, was able to extend the warranty to the full 100,000, and I love it. That car has taken me round trip to visit Goose in Florida half a dozen times. It's no trouble at all. And the reason I emphasize that is that anything you see at Jack Ingram, they have gone to extraordinary lengths to send you out the door with your new vehicle and that same sense of confidence that I'm going to be able to drive this for a lot of miles without having to worry about service, maintenance, or anything breaking down. Everything they take in trade at the Ingram family of dealerships has to face a team of mechanics, and those cars are cowering. Could be their day of reckoning. They may be good enough to make it to the Ingram signature lot, or they may just be on their way to auction, where cars go to live under the rock of obscurity. So if you want something dependable, you want great choices, not only in great variety in price, type of vehicles that they offer, and you shop 17 different ways from Sunday, type of vehicle you're interested in, go to jackingram.com and look. Pictures of every vehicle, they're proud to show them off. We're proud to be three-time purchasers in the Ritterbuttle House. There are 235 Northeastern Bypass. Stop by and see Tip Thames and his team today.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Keep it trashy. Coming up next.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling on into a Friday morning, and the boulevard's busy this morning. There's a lot of stop-and-go traffic around the traffic lights. Be careful as you travel. If you're on the interstate, shouldn't be a problem at all this time of the morning. Everything's rolling at a speed limit ride. We do see a bunching up at the boulevard when the 31s hit the boulevard. So if you're coming in on 231, 331, or 31, be careful as you join the boulevard this morning. School traffic will be a factor in just a little bit, so be careful as you approach the school zones. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start March 6th, and registration is going on now. Call Trenum State at 420-4200, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. God will bless us if we honor our marriage vows.
Did you know that Taco Bell's flagship store in Las Vegas performs weddings? Yep. For $600, you can walk up to the counter, order a wedding off the menu, and within 4 hours, an ordained officiant will meet you in the wedding chapel on the second floor. You'll also receive a sauce packet bouquet for the bride, two Just Married Taco Bell t-shirts, a taco 12-pack, a Cinnabon wedding cake, and a private reception area with room for 15 guests. Now, the Bible doesn't say where people should get married, but in Hebrews 13:4, it does tell us how we should view marriage. It says, give honor to marriage and remain faithful to one another in marriage. So what if this Valentine's Day we honor our marriages and recommit to being faithful to our spouses? God will bless us if we do, whether we got married at Taco Bell or anywhere else. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, CenteringLives.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
At 6 years old, Fairhope Brewery is just hitting its stride with brews made for the locals while keeping an eye on the national trends. Listen for more on the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Well, the biggest show of this weekend is the Grammys. Now, the ratings on the Grammys have been dropping. It used to be a slam dunk 40 million viewer event. Last year, it failed to break 20 million. Again, I think it's just like the Oscars and everything else. We're just tired of being lectured by the stars. We want to hear their music, enjoy their movies. And STFU, please. Ariana Grande says the producers of the Grammys are lying about her.
Lying?
That's right. Yesterday, producer Ken Ehrlich said Ariana's performance was canceled because it had become too late for her to pull something together. And she did not like that. Isn't she the one that threw the donuts around that place in New York?
Oh, she did that?
Yeah.
She's redeemed herself since then.
I missed that story. The redemption of Ariana Grande. Maybe I'll check it out later. We mentioned earlier millennials in a survey found that they far more enjoyed the music from the 60s to the early 90s than they did the stuff that's out since the dawn of the 21st century. You may have noticed if you watch Kimmel or Fallon at night that they have had nothing to say about the blackface scandal in the state of Virginia. It's so funny because the governor and the Attorney General of Virginia both have blackfaced events in their past. The guy in between, the lieutenant governor, is being charged
sexual
assault. So if all three of them end up out of office, they'll be replaced by a Republican named Cox. Anyway, back to this. The reason they may have avoided making fun of all these black-faced Virginians is because both of them have done blackface skits in the past. Fallon did it impersonating Chris Rock. And Kimmel did it twice on The Man Show from many years ago, dressing as Oprah Winfrey and basketball star Karl Malone. So they've done it twice. Maybe they're keeping quiet because they don't want people demanding their jobs too, you think? Did you hear about Jeff Bezos?
No, missed that.
National Enquirer.
Yeah,
He thinks he's being framed, or...
Well, they ran those texts between him and his mistress, Lauren Sanchez, and now...
I got some pictures?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand. What he thinks he's being framed for what?
Well, I mean, he's being blackmailed.
Pictures of...
Blackmailed. Pictures of him not flattering.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's the difference. Let me describe it this way. All right, I won't describe it. He's afraid that he will suffer in the comparison between, let's say, an Oscar Mayer hot dog and a cocktail.
I'm afraid to ask.
Tyra Banks is opening a theme park called Modeland. I am not making
yes!
this. Modeland, listen.
Make your dreams come true at Tyra Banks' new theme park, Modeland.
Let's go on Bulimia Mountain!
Because at Modeland, you throw up before the roller coaster.
Sorry, you must weigh this much to ride the runway.
Enjoy our food court, where breakfast is a Marlboro Light and a line of Coke.
Anyone with a size 1 or above, please wait and stand by.
And like all models, everyone gets to ride the Leonardo DiCaprio.
Is that another roller coaster?
Nope.
Come to Tyra Banks' Model Land. It's the skinniest place on Earth.
How about that? That's funny.
You throw up before you get on the roller coaster.
I had no movie previews today because there was a technical issue in Jay's studio, so I don't have those.
What's beginning this weekend?
Is she really opening? I'm sorry, back to
Lego
Tyra.
2. Lego 2, yeah. Lego Movie 2 is this weekend.
Yeah, anything else?
And maybe something else, but that'll be your dominant...
Maybe later on this morning in stupid news, or when we just have time to chit-chat, maybe at the top of the 7 o'clock hour after the weather and before random facts. Soft rock songs that are secretly cruel. Yes, I have talked about this so many times about songs that were multi-million-dollar hits, you know, multi-million-selling hits, that contained the sickest messages that people could hear.
Huh.
All right.
Maybe
not feeling
it's cold
well,
outside?
Huh?
Baby, It's Cold Outside?
No, that's crap made up by the left-wing freaks who
I'm all out of love.
Who think men and women shouldn't do that
so
together.
Lost without you.
I have to go to Model Land.
That is a good example of a song that has a very unhealthy message. Mm-hmm. Because if your existence, if your happiness, if your ability to live your life is dependent on somebody else's behavior, you're eventually going to be very disappointed. Mm-hmm. I just saved some of you $100,000 in therapy costs. Now, if you've been partying a little bit too much, going at it a little bit too ferociously, or
me and Wayne Newton last night.
There you go. Maybe I should send you over to Infusion for a nice revitalizing IV vitamin therapy, because they do offer a variety of IVs mm-hmm. to accomplish various goals. One is for those who just haven't been leading a particularly healthy lifestyle, you're depleted. It works better than Gatorade or any product you can buy off the shelf because it goes straight into your system.
I had the Myers cocktail yesterday.
I did the anti-stress cocktail last Saturday mm-hmm. because I'd had such trouble sleeping. And this week, I was able to keep my normal schedule every single day. So it does make a difference. Weight loss, too. I know somebody who's doing the amino acid based IV formula, and that will help you lose weight, boost your metabolism.
And the glutathione at the end is my favorite.
That is the greatest antioxidant on the planet, and they give you a nice, healthy dose of that at the end of your IV. It takes about 20, 25 minutes, and they've got nurses to administer, so I urge you to give that some thought if you have life goals or even New Year's resolutions that you're having trouble achieving because your body's not cooperating like it used to. So, the Fountain of Youth is in the IV Vitamin Therapy at Infusion. Call them at 296-1662 to make an appointment or have a consultation with Lori or Ryan Turner. All right, Fox News coming up next hour. We'll have the timeline, not the timeline, the random, I don't have a convoluted intro either. I've been too busy.
This might be the last one, too.
Could be my last ever because they're very hard to do when you're dead.
What?
That'll be followed by $10 food outlet pop. Jeez. quiz.
Andrew from PC 55 North Section Street. Fairhope, Alabama is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-381-5928 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results